Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. I am Ursula Odom, your host for NABWIC Talks, along with my co-host Jada Williams. This is a NABWIC benefit in that we bring to you the information about our members for the benefit of our audience and our members. So each week you hear something that is from a broad range of topics and a variety of people from a lot of different backgrounds, all in support of the construction industry. And in some cases, you may say, is that really from construction? Well, you might be surprised at the kinds of things that you will hear that will benefit you as a member and as our listening audience. So before we get started, I would like my co-host, Jada Williams, to introduce herself and then our wonderful guest. So, good morning, Jada.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Ursula. Thank you. Well, this is a busy Wednesday for us. Everyone knows every Wednesday we're on the air, NABWIC Talks. I am Jada Williams, your NABWIC Talks radio chair. And I'm just so excited this morning because we also are having our $1 billion luncheon, which is a part of the reason why we have our expert guest joining us this morning. This morning, we'll start the conversation off. Did you know that proteges can get valuable business development help from a mentor-protege relationship that could lead to joint ventures, set-asides, or other strategic opportunities? And Mr. Luis Garcia and Mariela Lobo are joining us this morning to talk about just that. As president of Lego Construction, Luis works with all management and field staff to lead and maintain a strategic plan that will generate revenues and create new opportunities for business and help the company to remain competitive in the marketplace. And I can't wait, Ms. Ursula, to get into the conversation with Mr. Garcia and Ms. Mariela about strategic partnerships and the mentor-protege relationship.
And we're going to do just that right after the commercial.
Today's show is brought to you by Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives and businesses, and by PepsiCo Frito-Lay Company, one of the largest food and beverage companies in the world, and by J. Perry & Associates, giving you the building blocks to grow your business. If you're joining us online, be sure to visit their websites, which are listed in the online description for this week's show. To learn more about our advertising rates and packages for NABWIC Talks, contact Jada Williams at area code 786-702-1005 or email blogtalk@nabwic.org. And don't forget to follow us on Blog Talk Radio by visiting blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Welcome back to NABWIC Talks. I'm so excited about this conversation this morning because, quite frankly, I'm a firm believer in mentorship and watching the success of others, because that's how we see what we want to be or that things are actually possible. And when you have someone that is going to take their time and their business and show you the way, oh, that can cut down so many years in so many missteps. So I am just thrilled to hear this story today and the journey that they have been on to get here. So good morning, Mariella and Lewis. I would like you to say hello and tell us who you are, and then we're going to get rolling. Good morning. Well, I need to let you be able to do that. Just hold on one second. There you go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Can you hear
me? Good morning. Sorry about that. Yes, we can hear you now.
Good morning. I'm Luis Garcia, as you guys mentioned, I'm the president of the company. Thank you for the opportunity to be today in your show. And yes, excited to be today here and give you know, my experience and share my experience with Mariella also. And more than welcome to answer any questions that you guys have.
Yes, good morning, everyone. My name is... My name is Mariella Lobo, and I'm the project executive here at Leo Construction.
Again, welcome to you both. So to get started, would you each tell me why you do what you do, and how did you find yourself in this space? What made you decide to open a company, be a part of a company with the missions that you have?
So I graduate as a civil engineer, and then I start my career in working at Turner Construction. I was starting San Francisco business unit, and then I was transferred to Miami, and I continued working with them, and then I went to a different company called Pavarini Construction. At that moment, you know, back in 2008, the crisis came, you know, and then Friday afternoon, I go to have lunch with my friend. We come back from lunch, you know, at the job site. My friend was a superintendent too. So when we return from lunch, they call and they say, hey, the general superintendent wants to see you. They told my friend Fernando. So my friend Fernando came back 5 minutes later. He said they let me off. And I say, wow. And then they come back and they told me 2 minutes later, Luis, the general superintendent wants to see you. So at that moment, I was laid off. That was in April 2008. And from there, you know what, it was not an option. So I needed to start the business, and that's when Lego started from that day. On Monday, we start an opportunity with Miami-Dade County, and that was our first job with the company, and that was a $5,500 job with Water and Sewer Department. Now, 2 years before, you know, I started to see, you know, the market was, the economy was good in 2006. It was a very active economy. And I had an intuition of something that was telling me this cannot be sustainable. So I had to be ready when this come back. When this is going to hit, you know, I have to be ready. And in those 2 years, from 2006 to 2008, I set up the company. I did all the certifications. You know, I had a full-time job, but I would come at night. I would prepare all the documents, and I will. So when that happened in 2008, the company was ready to go, and that's how the Lego started.
Wow! Now, when you said that, it reminded me of another situation where a person was second to the president of the company, and the president went out of town and called back and asked that this backup person who was second to go into the office and get some information. And when he went into that office, he found out that the company had been sold and no one had told him. And he then had an opportunity to prepare himself for that because he had just bought a new house and they were all in debt and what have you. So they were given the time, by the grace of God, to prepare. And when you started talking about being laid off, and then the next day you had, well, the next morning, well, the following Monday, you had a new company with a new contract. Now, I was going to ask, how did you do that? So you prepared yourself, and that is so key. And I don't want people to miss that. If you see something coming, then you just heard the perfect example of what to do. You have to prepare yourself. So thank you for sharing that. And Mariella?
Yes.
What's your function with the company, and how did you become involved?
I'm a civil engineer. I graduated in my home country, Venezuela, and I moved to the United States in 2011 because my country was in very bad condition, so I knew that it was going to get worse. So I decided to come to this country for better opportunities. I did my master's in civil engineering. I wanted to become an environmental engineer, but then when I went to the university, they told me about chemistry, and I don't like chemistry, so, I went to structural. So I did my master's, and then I got an opportunity to work in design, but I did not like it. I was very bored at it. So I decided, to go more into the field, and I got this opportunity with Lego. I started as a superintendent. And then I start, wanting more opportunities and more responsibilities. So after that, I became a project manager, and I was doing multiple projects at the same time. And then I was promoted to a project executive, which now I train other PMs, and I oversee multiple projects at the same time.
Great. Now, it's my understanding that you're going – oh, go ahead. Go right ahead.
And very soon she will become vice president of the company. So she will be promoted to vice president.
Wow. Congratulations. How wonderful is that?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that's a moment. I also understand that you're going to be the speaker at our billionaire luncheon. So I wanted Jada to talk about that program and ask you some questions about some of the things that she is aware of. Jada?
Thanks, Ursula. So Louis and Mariella, what does, because our billion-dollar luncheon today is all about the mentor and protege program in the healthcare construction sector. What does that even mean? Like, what does that look like? From your experience.
The healthcare, well, the opportunity that we were given with the mentor protege has been very impactful for us because we have learned not only doing bigger projects, but all the process and software that they use and that we could implement in our company. So, for example, the assistant project manager that we had in that project, with his experience, we brought him back to the office, and we're doing other healthcare projects in our company. So that has been impactful for us.
Okay.
It helped us to develop staff and also it helped us financially too. And from the marketing also it helped us, but also the technical, the safety. So there are so many things that we have been learning from them. And I'm gonna give you an example, safety. So we look it up, all the safety protocols that they have, so we can implement it in Lego too. And that's one of the important things that, because a small business, they cannot afford to have a safety director or full-time safety person. So when you have the experience, that you go in with a large business contractor, you can have the opportunity to learn those protocols and learn from them that. So, for example, in our case, we were able to afford for a safety director. So we have a safety director in our company, and we're looking for a second person for safety eventually. But you know, now we're able to afford it. So it started with Jates, and then now we're developing the person in-house and with our company.
Amazing. A lot of growth. So how would a company or someone that's listening be able to start or know where to start to develop a partnership? What would be the steps that they would need to take?
I'm going to tell you how this happened with Jakes and the experience that we have. So I think, you know, the first thing is to have some performance, which is a reference. And we were introduced, you know, it was a networking event, and we were introduced to Jates. And that was a conference in Orlando. It was not in Miami. It was an Orlando conference. And we attend to this conference every year, which is the ACCA conference. And then we were, you know, all the big players, architects, owners, and GCs, they attend to that. So we were in that conference, and we were introduced to Jates. And the opportunity came. They wanna work in Jackson, and we had other conversations with them, and they look at our resume. They also asked us for some references. They checked those references, and then they come through. So which we appreciate that. That's how it works. You know, the first thing that you need to have is performance, and performance bring you other doors. References, you know, those are your references. Your performance is your references. And then you don't have to have the largest projects in the world. No, you don't have to do that. But as long as you have one, two, or three projects, even if they're very small, as long as you put those references and the owner confirm that with your partners, that's how was our experience with Jakes. And
in addition, remember, all those networking is an investment that the company, you know, adds value, because, you know, we have been going through those conferences and we learned from those conferences, of course, but it was years when we saw this investment with, you know, knowing Jates, et cetera. So it's an investment that you also have to do as a company to make it happen.
And we were introduced by a person that we that was a client for us, and you know, he saw our performance, and also he advocate for a small business too. So I have a very grateful appreciation for him for not only for helping in that way, but also to support a small business. So I was introduced, and that's how it works.
Yeah, so it sounds like what I'm hearing is key is when you are able to network and when you get in those rooms, really work your business and go in there with a plan and develop those networking events into relationships. So that is awesome. And then performance. It's sounding like performance is key. How much is performance a factor with you, Louis? As far
performance
as finalizing?
Performance is mandatory. It's in our industry. If you want to grow and if you want to develop your business, performance is mandatory. It's like taking a shower. You know, that's mandatory. So performance is that. So with the performance, you know, it comes, again, the references. If you perform, that's going to open a lot of doors for you. It's not going to be easy. Nobody's telling you that. But if you do that and you're responsible, diligent, you know, the risk to be unsuccessful is reduced. So you're going to, and I guarantee if you're diligent, responsible, if you do the job, you are very, you're going to be successful. Because a lot of those things is, you know, and discipline in this business, it's not easy. Construction is not easy. But, you know, if you follow some tips, you know, and recommendations, you're going to get to the point that your business will be successful.
Now, that leads to my next question. But before I ask it, we're going to go to a quick commercial and then come back and we'll talk about staying competitive.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
So, welcome back to NABWIC Talks, and you do realize, according to the commercial, that you can be a part of this conversation if you simply press 1 on your phone. You can ask the question of our guest and make comments if you like. So, back to Mr. Garcia, and what I want to know is, you talked about what a company needs to be doing in order to survive. So back to one of the things that's in your bio, you talk about staying competitive. So what are some of the keys to actually staying competitive?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Give me 1 second. This is breaking up. In order to be competitive, there are several things that you, I would say, you know what, your subcontractors, your partners, because at the end of the day, the subcontractors are your partners, and I'm talking as a general contractor, your vendors and subcontractors are partners. Extremely important to have a good relation. Not every single one will work, you know. We understand that part. The other part is invest in your staff. If you don't have a staff, you know, your company it probably lose competitive, be competitive with other ones, you know. So staff is something important, and investing in your staff. When I say investing in your staff is investing in their salaries, investing in their benefits, investing in because you want to grow not only your company, but you want to grow your employees also, not only technical, but also financially too. You know, it's a package. Mm-hmm. Be persistent, be organized. You know, invest in software, and extremely be organized. I see cases where, you know, a lot of the subcontractors, very small subcontractors, they know how to do the trade on the field. They know how to, you know, you tell them, you know what, replace the carpet. They will come, they do the carpet perfectly, beautiful. But when you ask them, where is the documentation? You know, where is the administration part? Where is the submittal? Where is this? Why did you read the spec? Did you look at the drawings? You know, so that's when it comes and a struggle for them. Where is the certified payroll? I need that you submit your daily report. You know, a common struggle. So that administration part is as important as the performance on the field. That's I don't know if Mariela wants to contribute to something else.
Yes, and also we have to invest in software and technologies, because that's going to help us, you know, with our process and, you know, our being more lean and time effective. That's going to also help you be more competitive. And, of course, your staff, you know, you have to train your staff and show them the process and be more effective.
Thank you. And Jada, do you have some additional questions or comments you'd like to make?
Yes. So what are some of your key focuses as we're wrapping it up? Because I know we're getting to the top of the hour, and not to rush the show at all, because this is a great conversation. I'm taking plenty of notes. So thank you so much, Mariela and Louis, for sharing with us. So what would you say what should be some of the key focuses that maybe a smaller company, just to screenshot it for our listeners, what would be some of the key focuses that we should focus on as maybe a smaller company partnering or being a protege to a larger company and finalizing that partnership?
Keep all your certifications. You know, keep all your certifications, because we're as successful of the small business program. We got that contract. The first contract was $5,500 from Miami-Dade County because we were certified small business, and we were under the emergency contract. So if you have those certifications, you know, we went to Jackson because we had that certification as a small business. We went to Miami-Dade Public Schools because we were a small business. We got that certification. We went to Broward in that way. We went to Palm Beach in that way, too. We are in Orlando, too, because, you know, get all your certification. Get with the state of Florida. Get with the county, with the city. Get all your certificate with the federal government also. We're certified by the federal government. We did our 8-day. We got some work under the AA program. And then we're HUBZone now. And we're pursuing work with the HUBZone program. And then, you know, and partnerships. We have JBs with the small business. We're not a small business, but for the county or for the school district. But we have some JBs that, you know, large contractor, but also with the small business. So I would say, you know what, get your certification is mandatory, and it's a priority, because that's going to help you to develop your company.
So I have a question relative to the name of your company and something you did earlier on the show. Your company is Mentor Protege. So give us a visual of or an example of what that really means, and why is that important to you? Now, I suspect that it's in full gear at your company, given that you just made an announcement about your VP, your new VP. But tell us about why that name is so important to you.
Why the name of the company? I'm sorry, you were breaking up. I don't know if it's my phone or so you referred to
me.
Lego?
Okay. No, I was talking about mentor-protege relationships. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the name of the company. That's the name of the show. Sorry. Mentor-protege protege relationships.
Yeah. The,
and I'm
you know, the
you
mentor project is a great relation. We have a good conversation with Jason, and they teach us, you know, the experience with Dan. After we team with Jade, it helped us to understand that we, if we want to grow, we have to team or JB with other partners. So we have a joint venture with a large contractor, which is CAST, and so they can we can grow together. But also we have with a small business also, we have a joint venture like we have with Epic, which is a small contractor. We have a JV with Guri Matuda, which is an architect. And those, you know, we were able to secure work through those partnerships, you know. Not every single one works, you know, because we had other two. We haven't secured any work with them, but those are the ways that, you know, it's another tool to grow and develop your company.
Most definitely so, Louis and Mariella. Again, this has been an insightful and very powerful conversation for our members and listeners. You hit on a lot of our key missions and purposes as an organization, especially when you spoke on certifications, because our goal and member benefits is to be 100% certified in different certifications in whatever state or county that our members are located in. And that is, we are helping them as an organization through NABWIC. We have our monthly leadership training, and we do things like that. So, again, to all of our listeners and members, I want to make sure that that is not missed. Certifications does have a big impact on your business. And as I said, I'm so excited this morning as we're wrapping up the show, because today our NABWIC.
Before we do, have a question. We do have someone that would like to speak. In fact, it is none other than the Master Builder, Ms. Ann McNeil.
Perfect.
Good morning. This show is so impactful and so powerful and so inspiring that we must do it again. I want to publicly acknowledge to all of our listeners that we do acknowledge again the fact that there is a lot of static from Blog Talk, and I just invested the last 30 minutes making sure it's not one of us, but it is, in fact, Blog Talk. So because of that, I'm going to encourage my friend Luis Garcia, my mentor, protege, buddy. That's another story for another day on how he and I started out actually with this team. Right, Luis?
Yes.
And then things changed. But nevertheless,
it can take another 30 minutes explaining how we start with this, when we start to working for this change and how it finished.
Yes. So because of that, if it's okay with the organizers, I'm going to ask if we can do this again. Now, Jada, I want you to notice that the static has gone away for just a moment. But he gave so much information prior to this, and I know we're getting ready to wrap up the show, that I really want to encourage you, Louis, you must come back. This impactful series that we're embarking upon, for those of you who are listening for the first or second, third time, we are today, like Jada talked about, today we're hosting what is called a billion-dollar luncheon. The National Association of Black Women in Construction is hosting our billion-dollar luncheon at noon. And that luncheon is focused on healthcare benefits from the Mentor Protege program. This benefits are from the healthcare industry. This is the healthcare construction benefits for contractors from the Mentor Protege program that was instituted by Jackson Health Systems. And we are proteges, and we are the recipients of this program. And I just want to make sure that we're very clear about that, and I want our listeners to be clear. Now, I know that you are listening, Madam Host Ursula, but I also want you to notice that there's no static on the line. So if you come back just for 1 second, let me test this. Well, we're going to have to ask you, Louis, to please come back, and we need to do this show again, because Blog Talk got it fixed, and right now, as you can see, is not any of our lines. The noise is gone. But you gave so much information for the last 30, 40 minutes that we want to make sure that as a part of this series that we're hosting, we're going to have all of the protégés come on. We're going to have the mentors come on, and we're going to have a dialogue about how did Jackson Health System pull off a coup. And this is the coup for those of you who are listening that may not be familiar with the fact that most time minorities like Lewis and many of us who are black contractors, most times we don't get a chance and opportunity to work in healthcare because of the ACA requirements in healthcare. And so Miami-Dade County has a race-neutral program, and that race-neutral program is what created this opportunity for us to be able I'm sorry, I'm muting myself. This healthcare opportunity that was created by Jackson Health System allowed all of us an opportunity for the first time to be in a mentor-protege relationship in what is the first time in the history of Miami-Dade County, which is a race-neutral program. I have to say that again. A race-neutral program. And what that means is that just because you're black, just because you're minority, just because you're a woman, they did not have to use any of us. But because the individuals who are over this healthcare program were Mr. David Clark, who is a brother, black male, Daryl Sharpton, who is a brother, a black male, the lawyer for the healthcare system, a black male, the CEO of the healthcare system, male. The chairperson of the healthcare system, a black female. Ron Frazier, who's over the bond program for the healthcare system, the $1 billion, a black male. And I want to publicly say this because I want everybody to understand. You can feel the enthusiasm in my voice when I share this because right now everybody's talking about diversity and inclusion. But what does it really look like before the knee on the neck? And I wanted to encourage us as NABWIC members and this awesome organization of black women in construction that we should highlight, which we're doing today, the fact that this should not go unsung. We want the world to know what Lewis is doing. We want the world to know what all of the protégés and all of the mentors are doing in a race-neutral program. And so we have the power, but we have to use it by demonstrating what we're doing, because I want to also make it very clear, in case there's a question about whether it's Yates or Turner or Skanska or OHL or any of the mentors, they would not have done this the way they're doing it if they were not required by the brothers to do the right thing. And so I want to encourage all of you listening today, go to Eventbrite or go to NABWIC.org and please register for our $1 billion luncheon. Today is the 12th, in case you're listening to this in the future. Today is the 12th of August 2020, but you can still hear the replay. You can come back to Blog Talk. You can go to our website. You can go to our Facebook page because it will be streaming live on Facebook today. So if you miss this and you want to hear what happened at the $1 billion luncheon in healthcare benefits, information today. So I just wanted to share that, and I'm very excited, Lewis. I'm going to open your microphone back up because we're still dealing with the static from Blog Talk, but we still are persisting with a spirit of excellence even through these challenges. And so Ursula, Jada, everybody, Jackie in your absence, I'm not sure if you're still here, but I just want to thank all of you for blessing us with this show today because it has been phenomenal, and so was the guest, a phenomenal guest, and we're looking forward to continuing to work together. But we will also see you at 12 o'clock today. And again, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses, and the founder of the National Association for Black Women in Construction. And I'm just a little bit excited today. I've had my cafe con leche, and I'm going to see all of you a little bit later. Thank you.
Yes,
and
yes.
Thank
and
you.
Rolling off of that energy, I've had my cafe con leche too, and thank you, Master Builder. Ursula?
Oh, I'm just excited about the entire show. We had a wonderful guests, and to have the Master Builder come in and with all that excitement, hey, this is all good. And she was dealing with the technology behind the scenes, so we do it all for you. We try to make this as wonderful an experience as we possibly can for you because it's great information. And if our guest have any final comments you'd like to make, including how to reach you, we'd like to give you that opportunity, and then Jada can close it out for us.
So, again, I want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody, and thank you to Emmanuel, a great person, great partner to work. I'm going to take the advantage now. You know, there is a solicitation for Jackson Memorial Hospital and Lego. Lego is one of the CNs for Jackson. We have, asking for a bid. We're going to put that solicitation, I think, on Thursday. It's going to be published. And for electrical and mechanical subcontractor proposals. So look it up. If you need any information, just call our office, 305-381-8421, and to be transferred with our estimator in charge for the Jackson project, which is the West Plaza, the East Plaza project. Electrical subcontractors and mechanical subcontractors who are certified as a small business with the county. And once again, thank you for the opportunity to be today. And if you guys want us to participate in the future, more than welcome. Mariela?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And, you know, for those women that are listening, my advice is, you know, to have an open mind. Understand that, you know, construction is not easy, but it's rewarding at the same time. We also, as a woman, we give leverage because we bring renovation, different point of view, critical thinking. And always have in mind that, you know, you have to have in your heart what you're offering to the community. That's the most important. And thank you.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And for our members, audience, listeners, first-timers, you know where to find us every Wednesday morning at 8:30 at this same time and location. If you want more for today, keep rolling with this excitement. It's an all-morning thing with us. Again, you can always join us. Head over to Eventbrite or the website, www.nabwic.org, and register for today's Billion Dollar Luncheon for Healthcare Contractors Mentor Protege Program updates so you can hear and get more information that you heard about today. Again, thank you, and we look forward to you joining us next Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Have a beautiful weekend, a beautiful week. I'm so excited. Feels like a Friday in my world.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.